Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date's May 20th, 2021. Since the world is in turmoil, most still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. And it doesn't matter whether it's coming to the end times or what. You need to always be right with Yeshua because life isn't guaranteed. You can walk out there, have an accident, get cancer, anything. You need to be right before you're taken. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. Phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. In an emergency, 316-619-4886. My cell phone, text first, so I answer your call. You can always find updates with the breaking news all about the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives. Contact information, Auto Ministry Hub, which is what? ProphecyHour.com. We are a national satellite radio program, simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on YouTube, podcast, some FM, some pray about supporting airtime. And thank you to my satellite people that are listening out there. I know you're there. On another, let's thank our listener base worldwide, places like Copenhagen, Denmark, Moscow, the Russian Federation. And I really like this one. First time this came up, Tweed Heads Bypass, Australia. That's a real name, folks. Tweed Heads Bypass, Australia. Hey, you folks over there, send me a text or something. Say hello. Core cities in the United States, such as Chicago, Illinois, Atlanta, Georgia, Mesa, Arizona. And this week, Paris, France. You've been for about the last 3 weeks. Is the largest group of listeners, at least to the radio programs, and they podcast later tonight. And for the record, somebody send me a text over there. Let me know if you're indeed at the point of civil war, like the news says. By the way, folks, send us an email to radio at Messiah's Branch or simply text me. Let me know what city you're hailing from, especially if I've never mentioned your city before. Follow us and share us at Twitter, Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Now a prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's great guest. It'll be a really good program. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. Please, please, please give everybody out there ears and wish to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, tonight we have back on with us Michael Snyder. Yeah, he really keeps us up on everything. I don't think anything slips by this guy that he doesn't report on it, send an email about it or something. He's even wrote a great book, which we'll talk about a little bit. But he has a blog called The Economic Collapse Blog, and that's where I met him through. Anyway, and it's another one. We've got more than that. The other one, though, that's really important is called The Most Important News. I thought it was the most important things, but it's the most important news. He's also the author of books, The Beginning of the End, The Rapture Verdict, Get Prepared Now, and Living a Life That Really Matters. And that is a really good book. You should get that one, Living a Life That Really Matters. You should get all of them, but I really like that one. His latest, though, is Lost Prophecies of the Future of America. That is his latest book, and you would not believe all the different prophecies about America that are embedded in that book. It's just really astonishing. Welcome, Michael. Are you there with me?
I'm here, Pastor Dan. How are you doing today, my friend?
Recovering from a slight accident, but, you know, anyway, yeah, other than that, I'm doing good. And so I assume that you and your family are doing well?
Yeah, we're doing well. We're getting ready to celebrate Shavuot coming up, which follows the upcoming Sabbath. So we are, you know, that, and, you know, people need to understand the biblical festivals. Well, they laid out all of human history in advance, so it's always about remembering something. We look back, we remember the giving of Torah on Shavuot, you know, on Mount Sinai. And, but then it also foreshadowed, and ultimately one of the fulfillments of the holiday was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at the day of Pentecost that we read about in Acts chapter 2. And so all these festivals and all the big things all throughout human history have really fallen during these times, during these appointed times that the Father has set for us. And we need to be mindful of that as we move into the future, Pastor Dan. Because as we move deeper into the last days, the end times, that we want to be on alert around these times, because God is going to do big things during these times as well.
Yeah, amen. And yeah, and I mentioned it in the last program that, yeah, that is this week on the first day of the week. And amen. And there's now, while I'll say this, folks, a lot of people celebrated it last week, and, you know, we go along with this one. We won't go into that deep. That's a whole controversy, and some people you just can't explain. So, but anyway, it is a great thing. These are shadow pictures and, you know, dress rehearsals for what's coming. And so, amen. You know, just love the feast. Okay. Anyway, I was saying at the coming of this program, I was talking about all the things that you report on. Which brings me to what I sent you the other day, just, you know, saying offhand, it's amazing with all these things happening that more people aren't woke up. Are they just numb to it? What do you think the story on that is?
Yeah, Pastor Dan, I mean, we're seeing just such a slumbering, in my opinion, in churches and among Christian communities, not only in the United States, but all across the Western world, and really all around the globe, but so much in the Western world, where people have really gone asleep. And I'm not sure exactly why. I think people are caught up in the things of the world. I think people are comforted by the fact that the stock market has been near record highs. And, you know, I think people are just, and then, of course, most churches, most Christian leaders are not talking about the end times. They're not talking about the fact that, hey, Jesus is coming back. All these signs are being fulfilled. All these things are starting to happen. A lot of people don't want to hear bad things. You know, I've been accused of saying of spreading doom and gloom, you know, but if they think people like me and you are spreading doom and gloom, Pastor Dan, what would have they thought if they were living in the days of Isaiah and Jeremiah? You know, those guys were really spreading doom and gloom, so forth and so on. But really, that we're seeing the signs, the ancient signs prophesied in the Bible start to be fulfilled, and yet most churches, most pastors, most Christian leaders aren't talking about them. They aren't talking about that these things are imminent, that they're happening. And so because they're not talking about them, most ordinary Christians aren't paying attention.
Yeah, amen. And, you know, if you go to the parable of the you know, the virgins, you know, the brides, at first they were all asleep, and then some of them woke up. But what is it going to take? Do you think maybe all of these things is, do you think it's just the Father trying to wake us up, or do you think he's done wakening and sending judgment? I mean.
I believe judgment has already begun, but the good news about, you know, a lot of times people read the book of Revelation and say, oh, that's so scary and everything. But, you know, God could have just picked a day and said, okay, that's the end day, that's it, no warning, and that's the end. But he didn't do that. Instead, the scriptures describe that we're going to be, in particular, a seven-year period prior to the return of Yeshua and his thousand-year reign on earth. There's going to be a seven-year period of great judgments, great events, one after another, which the Bible warns us about in advance. And with each of those shakings, everything that happens, the purpose is to draw people back to himself, back to God. And so that's God's purpose. It's a redemptive purpose. So every shaking, yeah, bad things are going to happen, but then it's supposed to be a wake-up call saying, hey, look, I told you about these things in advance. I warned you about all these things. Turn back to me. Turn away from your wicked ways. Repent. And so every shaking is an opportunity for repentance. Every shaking is an opportunity for an ingathering of souls. So we should be thankful that God just not, didn't set a single day and said, okay, that's it. But that instead there's a series of events he told us about in advance, and the whole purpose is to turn the world to himself.
Yeah, amen. Well, it's just like 9/11. I believe that was, you know, a wake-up call for America. And for just, a few days, it looked like people were going to repent. But then they turned to man instead of the Father. And then COVID, we can jump up to COVID, you know. With all that's happened worldwide with it, you would think that that would be a large enough that that would be a wake-up call. I mean, you know, and it just doesn't seem like it's doing it. So I just wonder what kind of a wake-up call are we going to have to experience before people start to wake up, or specifically the church in America, because I'm not sitting overseas. I don't know. And I know there's revival going on in places like Iran. There's one of the biggest revivals going on in the world going on in Iran, and people don't talk about it. But in America, it just, you know, what's it going to take? Back to you.
I think it's going to take larger and more severe shakings, which affect people personally, because even though we've just had, you know, 11 days of war in the Middle East, most people here in the United States aren't really paying that close attention. Of course, a ceasefire was just announced, and we should be thankful for that. But really, things are, I mean, that ceasefire could end at any time. It could end tomorrow. It could end next week. So for now, there's a ceasefire. Hopefully, it will last for some time. But Pastor Dan, this is something that I'm watching very, very closely in the Middle East for a couple of reasons. Because we know, and I describe in my new book, one of the most important prophetic markers of the end times is that someday, and so many men and women of God have been shown this, and I include so many of those testimonies in my new book, but they've been shown that someday the United States will have a role in formally dividing the land of Israel, and after that happens, there will be great cataclysms. The New Madrid fault line will split from the top of the top of the U.S. All the way to the bottom, basically creating two bodies of land and a new body of water running right down the middle of the country, and other cataclysms. But they follow the dividing of the land of Israel. And so, but one of the things that was preventing that from happening was when Donald Trump was in office. For 4 years, the Palestinians didn't want anything to do with any type of negotiations because they weren't going to do any sort of a deal with Trump. But now he's out of the way. But now there's another big stumbling block to that ultimate goal, which the globalists have been pushing for so long. They want that two-state solution. They want a Palestinian state next to the Israeli state. You know, East Jerusalem is the capital for the Palestinian state. This is something the globalists desperately want. But there's one other major stumbling block in the way, and that is Hamas. Because you've got the West Bank, which is run by Mahmoud Abbas and the Palestinian Authority. But then you have Gaza, which has been run by Hamas for a number of years. And Israel is not going to negotiate with Hamas, and Hamas isn't going to negotiate with Israel. Hamas is totally dedicated to the destruction of Israel. It's in their charter. And so as long as Hamas is running Gaza, well, we have a problem because Israel doesn't have someone they can negotiate with to create a Palestinian state because, well, you've got the Palestinian Authority over in the West Bank, but you have Hamas in Gaza. So something needs to change in order for that prophetic threshold to be crossed. So that's one of the reasons why this war was so important, Pastor Dan, because what we see now is the ability of Hamas to operate and make war has been greatly reduced. Hamas is still in control for now, but boy, Israel bombed them like crazy, bombed their buildings, bombed their headquarters, bombed their underground tunnels. In fact, at one point, there was a big announcement. The IDF said air forces and ground forces are attacking in Gaza. And media around the world and Hamas forces in Gaza interpreted that to mean that an ground invasion had begun. And so Hamas troops ran into their underground tunnels, and Israel chose that moment to bomb those tunnels just in a massive bombing campaign. And so a lot of Hamas fighters are now buried permanently in those destroyed underground tunnels as their permanent graves. So this conflict really weakened Hamas, but Hamas is still around. So they're at some point something else needs to change in order to take Hamas out of the way. And once there's a single authority, the Palestinian Authority, in charge of all the Palestinians, well, then I believe we will see those negotiations, and the U.S. will be involved in formally establishing that two-state solution, that long-term peace agreement that the whole world is clamoring for, that the globalists desperately want. But that is one of the most important end times events that we're watching for right now. And then the other thing is I wrote on the most important news, Henry Groover, the late Henry Groover, he's not with us anymore, but when he was still alive, he was shown that when Israel sends troops into Gaza, that's when the next Middle East war will begin. And that's why I kind of got all fired up when the IDF announced that ground troops were attacking in Gaza, but what, you know, it was a trick. It ended up being a trick, but, you know, Israeli troops didn't actually cross the line. They didn't actually go in, so that what Henry Groover was shown hasn't been fulfilled yet. But, boy, it got really close to happening, and they were talking about a ground invasion, and Netanyahu says it's still on the table for the future if something happens. So I think if the ceasefire fails and more fighting erupts, that we might see that moment arrive. And if Israeli troops go in, then, you know, Henry Groover's vision would be fulfilled at that point. And then he said that's going to be the next Middle East war. That's going to be a big one. So we're watching that. We've got a ceasefire for now, Pastor Dan, but we don't know for how long it's going to last.
Okay, let me add to that. Number one, and I almost had to laugh. I mean, I shouldn't laugh when people die, but the whole thing about they said it was an accident that they announced it that way and got the Hamas in there, and almost kind of had to laugh at that. But beyond that, what we did see is I haven't seen this kind of strong language out of Putin before. Putin said, I think it was yesterday, he was really dead serious about what he told Netanyahu. He said, you need to stop right now. He's not going to stand for one more death, civilian death in Gaza, and that they could be at a state of war between Russia and Israel had it not been for the good relationship, personal relationship he has with Netanyahu. But the wording was really, really super strong. And then you had Erdogan from, the ruler of Turkey, in very, very strong language. Of course, he's been trying to get all the Arab nations, Islamic nations to go against Israel anyway, but he was also putting out that as a proposal that they needed to go into Gaza, protect the people, and send troops in and take the back control of the Temple Mount. And so some very, very strong language. And then today, those both I noticed yesterday, and then today, like you said, you know, in fact, it was earlier I glanced at something and noticed, okay, ceasefire is going to start tonight at 2 a.m., and over there, it's already that time, I think. And so, you know, I assume that the ceasefire is here. But if that ceasefire goes away, you can see how easily this falls into a world war. But you know what I also wonder about this? Maybe you can answer it. Every time we see these skirmishes and all these things about it, everybody in the world knows that Israel has nuclear weapons. I don't see that factor being factored into any of this. Do you have any thought on that, or have you ever wondered about it?
Yeah, Israel has had nukes for a long, long time, but no one really talks about it. The corporate media doesn't really bring it up a lot, but at some point I think that is going to come into play. So that's always there in the background, Pastor Dan. One thing I wanted to comment on right here before the break is that during this conflict between Hamas and Israel, we've seen just tremendous outbursts of anti-Semitism around the globe, including in the United States, where we saw pro-Palestinian rioters. They in Los Angeles, they were asking people on the street, "Are you Jewish? Are you Jewish?" And then they went and attacked. Physically attacked Jewish people on the street in Los Angeles. We saw just massive pro-Palestinian demonstrations in Chicago, in Brooklyn, New York, in Dearborn, Michigan, which, you know, people know that city has turned very, very Islamic. But just the tremendous anti-Semitism, and of course in the corporate media too, just tremendous anti-Israel bias. This was another thing prophesied for the last days, Pastor Dan, that we would see an explosion of anti-Semitism, an explosion of hatred for the nation of Israel. And we're seeing it right now, and it's really been chilling. It's been frightening to see. And it's actually both on the right and the left, we're seeing tremendous anti-Semitism, Pastor Dan. It was prophesied long ago that this would happen, and now it's happening right in front of our eyes.
Yeah, amen. You're absolutely right. And yes, while they're saying all over, they're saying that the Democrats are backing Hamas. Yeah, they are. Black Lives Matter came out and said, yeah, they are. But we are seeing people on the right, side against Israel, something that we really haven't seen from the right. You know, it was always kind of a later underpin the last couple of years from the left, from the Democrats, but now they're just full blown. You know, the Democrat side has just changed dramatically so much, and I can't exactly say as to why. Of course, I think all things bad come from Satan, so that's kind of where I'm at with that, but. You're right. All these things are prophesied. They're all out there. And that's why, you know, like your book is so important and your websites are so important, because you're putting all this together where people can go and get the information. You have people, you can subscribe to these websites and they really keep you informed. He comments on most everything, like I said, at the first of the program that happens. Tell them what they can find and where they can find it, and we'll probably go to about break time.
Yeah, you can find my websites. I've got the economiccollapseblog.com that mainly focused on economic issues. I've also got endoftheamericandream.com, but if you want to find everything in one place, and just go to themostimportantnews.com, and then my new book, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, is on amazon.com. So if you hear us talk about different things and different things on the program, if you want to find basically dozens and dozens and dozens of prophecies about the future of America and the future of the world, all gathered in a single location, really providing you a roadmap prophetically of what God has shown people is coming in our future, and things that are already being in the process of being fulfilled. You know, get the book, and then you have everything in a single place, and it's also a great resource to give to others, because how do you explain it all to someone? But hey, with this, you can just give them a book, say, hey, this will tell you exactly what God has warned about in terms of what's coming. So it's entitled Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, and you can get it on Amazon.com.
All right, great. Folks, go over and check him out, get the book, and distribute it to your family. If you're like me and everybody else, well, I'm trying to explain it to you, and people only pay attention for a minute, give them the book. We'll be back.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on Earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. One for 20, but don't do that. We offer them a shrink wrap sets of 10 to give away. One set of 10 for 30, two sets 45, four sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
Pastor Dan Catlin, you're listening to Science Man's Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. We'll get right back with Michael Snyder in a minute, and I know he's got tons of more great information for us. But I've got to say a couple of things first, so give me a couple of minutes, Michael. I got a notice from the Prophecy Club that Stan Johnson, that's the founder of the Prophecy Club, went to the hospital, and he had an EKG and showed that his heart was under stress. They did a blood test, checking for a heart attack. The test was normal. Amen. He was asked to stay 3 more hours, do a second blood test, perform. His test was slightly elevated. They wanted him to stay all night and watch him. So let's just pray for Stan. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Stan's your servant, Father. I just lift him up in prayer. Also, Father, as you know, of course, that he's one of my best friends. And so, Father, I just ask that whatever's going on with Stan, that you heal it. If you choose to use the doctors instead of personal healing, Father, I just ask that you just intercede right now. Give him the right doctors and the right things and get him out of there. There's a lot of people that need him and love him. And so, please, Father, I lift him in prayer right now in Yeshua's name. And so, folks, I'm not going to go into the Wichita Mission Church like I was, but we really do need your help over there. We're seeing a lot more people because of COVID. You can donate, you can donate online or mail a check or money order. Give a donation over the phone, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. PayPal donation is the quickest and fastest, but just pray about it. I don't want you to do anything that you don't feel is right, so pray about it first, and also support talk radio, support our radio program. And now we're back with Michael. Are you still there with me, brother?
I'm here, Pastor Dan.
Yeah, amen. Well, when we left, we were talking about Israel and how easily, you know, these things could just look how fast COVID that caught us off guard. But we had to pay attention to that. You know what I'm saying? Because it affected us here in America. Well, that's Israel is the biggest time clock that we should be watching. Again, it goes back to that. People just aren't paying attention. Back to you.
Yeah, Pastor Dan, and Yeshua warned us that it would be a time of wars and rumors of wars as we approach the last days. And, you know, another thing we want to watch for is economic troubles, because as we look in the book of Revelation, it warns us of economic troubles and rising prices. And in the previous program, we've talked about shortages. We talked about the lumber shortage, where there's not enough lumber, and a lot of people want it, and so prices are just going through the roof. And we talked about in the previous show, Pastor Dan, how there was a project you wanted to do, but now you couldn't even afford to do it because the price of lumber had gone so high. But now, since the last time we've talked, the shortages have gotten a lot worse. And so, you know, people out there talk about, oh, the economy is going to get back to normal, things are going to be better. But we're actually in a situation where the shortages are even worse than they were, and they're actually much worse than they were last year. I mean, you go back to 2019, before the pandemic, there weren't any shortages. You know, if you wanted something, you went to the store, prices were low. If you couldn't find it in the store, you just ordered online, no problems. Global supply chains were functioning normally. But then COVID came, and, you know, and there were some temporary shortages because people got into a panic, so they went out and bought toilet paper. So there was a temporary shortage of toilet paper. People got all, you know, fired up and bought a bunch of hand sanitizer, but that was just temporary. But now we're in a situation, Pastor Dan, where we have got some very serious shortages, and we're being told that in some cases that they're going to last into 2022 or 2023 or potentially beyond. So I want to talk about some of these shortages because some people out there may not realize how severe things have really gotten at this point. For example, there's a shortage of drugs right now. In fact, if you go to the official FDA website and you do, they have a they've actually set up an app where you can search to see if the drug you're taking is in short supply. And right now, according to the FDA's drug shortage tracking system, 120 drugs are listed by the FDA as being in a shortage. So that's pretty, that's pretty severe. And, you know, for people who depend on life-saving drugs or the drugs that keep them alive, that's a problem if they can't get their drugs. So, Pastor Dan, this is something that we're watching, and it's a huge concern. Concerning me even more, Pastor Dan, is the computer chip shortage, which this is global. And in fact, the head of IBM just the other day says he thinks it's going to come out at last until 2023, where right now there's a global shortage of computer chips, and it's getting worse month after month. In fact, April was the worst month so far for this shortage of global computer chips, where in the first quarter of this year, global vehicle production, global auto production was down 10%. Because automakers didn't have enough chips. But now it's worse, where Ford is saying in the second quarter their auto production is going to be cut in half, 50%, because they don't have enough chips to finish their vehicles, where they've been stockpiling vehicles at this huge racetrack in Kentucky, unfinished vehicles, because they can't finish them because of the lack of chips. And now this week Ford announced that they're going to be either shutting down or scaling back production at 8 manufacturing facilities in North America because they don't have chips. They can't get enough chips to make their vehicles. So workers are going to be laid off. In fact, another Chrysler Jeep, they announced workers are being laid off because of this. So this is a big deal, but not just for the automotive industry, Pastor Dan. In fact, Goldman Sachs has identified 169 different U.S. industries that embed computer chips in their products. I mean, it's everything from televisions to phones to computers to laptops to toys to – and a big one is actually farm equipment, because just about every kind of farm equipment that you can possibly imagine these days, it's just like the vehicles we drive. Farm equipment uses computer chips. So if a farmer needs to buy a new piece of farm equipment, they may not be able to because the chips aren't available. Or if they need to repair what they already have, that could be a problem because there's no chips. And it's not that there's no chips, but that the supply is greatly restrained. And so this is a huge problem, going to be a huge problem for the for countless industries moving forward. And like I said, the head of the IBM saying, well, it looks like it's going to last into 2023. And that's assuming that things eventually turn around. So that's a huge problem. But it's not just computer chips either. But basically, at this point, we are being told that there's shortages of just about everything. In fact, a report on Zero Hedge, listed to where an executive that works in the commodity industry, he says, right now, there's shortages of copper, there's shortages of iron ore, there's shortages of steel, shortages of corn, coffee, wheat, soybeans, lumber, plastic, cardboard for packaging. That's just what he put in one list of things in the conversation that he has when he was being interviewed. Basically, you know, instead of being short a few different products that people were panic buying in 2020, now here we are in 2021, where like our most important commodities, the things that are used by people all over the world, the things that make the global economy go, they're all in shortages, Pastor Dan. And so this is a massive concern because this, you know, you can throw out all the other things that I always talk about that could really crush the global economy. If people can't order things and get the things that they need to make things for consumers that they buy, and so, and, you know, if global supply chains are thrown into a state of chaos because people can't get the things that they need, that's a problem.
Yeah. A couple of things there. One, that's really devastating about the, there are so many people that rely on those, on medicines every day. And that's something that a lot of people don't think about stocking up. I mean, because just in a few days of those kind of supplies running out, some people, I mean, you know, you have massive people, you know, their blood pressure shooting up per se, or people that have use insulin, can't get insulin, you know, which that was really corrupt by Biden. He got rid of the Trump order. People were paying $25 a bottle, are now paying about $300 or $400 for a bottle of insulin. That's so corrupt. But all these things massively are going. Now, I know in part of the problem coming from it, why I believe it's all biblical, part of the problem arises from the fact here in the United States that people aren't going back to work because they're being paid to stay off. In fact, in Kansas, we're talking about getting rid of the $300 bonus thing they put on the end of the unemployment to get people to go back to work. But these things are just super critical. They're not going to go away. But do you think it's supply and demand? What do you think is behind the chips? That's my question. Any thought? Do you have any reference as to why the chips are short? Back to you.
Yeah, with computer chips. Are you there, Pastor Dan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. I had a little hiccup on my computer. With the computer chips, it's a unique situation because computer chips, some of them are very, very sophisticated. In fact, I quoted in one of my articles that for certain computer chips, there's more than 1,000 steps just in manufacturing one chip. So it's not like you can just put up a factory tomorrow and start manufacturing chips. These are extremely sophisticated factories, facilities, manufacturing these chips is a very, very involved process. And unfortunately, over time, most of the chip manufacturing has gone overseas. In fact, at one point, the United States manufactured 37% of all computer chips in the world. Now that's down to 12%. And today, about 3/4 of all computer chips are manufactured over in Asia. China is one of the biggest ones. And China has been hoarding chips, and Trump got tough on China, and then Biden's also been tough on China. So China has been, you know, kind of been like, okay, well, you know, then you all aren't going to get all the chips you need. So that's a big problem. And we should have never gotten in this position where we're so dependent on China for computer chips and so many other things, but we allowed ourselves to do that. And that's a huge problem. And we know down the road, as I describe in my book, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, that down the road, relations between the U.S. and China are going to get worse and worse and worse, and eventually there's going to be war. So, you know, if we expect that the flow of computer chips from China is going to get better, no, it's actually going to get worse in the future. So that is a really big deal. But Pastor Dan, something else I want to talk about is the shortages of food.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Pastor Dan, the 2021 Global Report on Food Crises just came out, and they said, more people are hungry around the world than we've ever seen in the history of our report. But hunger is increasing all over the globe right now. And a big part of it is because we've had, at the same time that we're having all these shortages, we're having crop failures. In fact, most people don't even realize there was a massive crop failure in China in 2020. And so China has been buying up grains like crazy. They've been buying wheat and corn and soybeans. to feed their population. But what this has done, it's driven up the price of wheat and corn and soybeans globally. I mean, just dramatically. I mean, they're just exploding, the price of all three. And so people that are living in poverty around the world, that's a problem for them because, you know, even in the good times, they were barely surviving. Now it's costing them so much more just to try to feed their family with the basics. And that's a huge problem. So so China's been having with their crops. And now down in South America right now, Brazil having a huge problem with, you know, they grow so much coffee. They grow oranges right now. As I described the other day in one of my articles, Brazil's current orange crop is down 31% from the previous season, the most in three decades. Their coffee production's also way down. So if you go to Starbucks, you're going to start paying a lot more for coffee. You know, it's already way overpriced. But then you've also got the drought that's affecting Brazil is also affecting Argentina. It's affecting Paraguay. And so they're having problems with corn and soybeans and so forth there. So that's a huge problem down in South America. Meanwhile, here in the United States, Pastor Dan, we've got a mega drought. And now even the corporate media is using the term mega drought to describe what's happening in the western half of the country. And this was prophesied long ago, and people can go back in a number of years where I warned that eventually Dust Bowl conditions would return to the western half of the country. There would be tremendous drought, and I talk about this in my new book, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, as well. But now it's here. Okay, this has been fulfilled, where we've got this mega drought where basically just about the most of the western half of the country is in drought. Much of it's in severe drought when you're talking about places of Southern California, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, western Texas, parts of Colorado. So many of those areas are either in the highest level of drought possible or in the second highest level of drought, almost those entire areas I just named. And if there was going to be hope, it was going to be during the wet season, during the winter, you know. But instead, precipitation was way below normal, and they desperately needed it because we've been in this multi-year mega drought. They desperately needed precipitation. They didn't get any, or they didn't get much. It was way below normal. Now we're moving into the dry season. And so what's happening is there's not enough water for farmers. In fact, along the California-Oregon border, a lot of farming up there, the feds decided, well, we're just going to have to cut off irrigation water for most farmers. They already knew it was going to be restricted. It was going to be minimal this year. Now they're saying no water at all for most of you farmers. And so the farmers in that situation, well, they're not going to be able to grow crops without water. So that's a huge problem. We've also got a situation where they're telling us, Pastor Dan, that the wildfires, remember last year in California how horrific they were? Now, well, they're telling us it could be even worse this year. In fact, we just saw a huge wildfire down in Los Angeles. They're telling us, starting early this year, they're telling us it could be even worse because of this historic mega drought that's happening. And then we've also got the situation where it's creating dust storms. You remember the 1930s, and people remember those big dust storms. You know that. Well, it's happening again. In fact, some of these dust storms that are being kicked up, you could see them from space. They're so big in the western half of the country. So this is huge. It's going to impact agricultural production all across the western half of the country. And this comes at a time when China's having massive crop problems. South America's having drought and massive crop problems. All over the world, we're seeing crop failures, Pastor Dan. And this is going to contribute to global supplies of food getting tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. In fact, I just wrote an article yesterday entitled Global Supplies of Wheat, Corn, and Soybeans Are Shrinking, and This Is Causing Hunger to Explode All Over the Planet. And I quoted an article from Forbes where they said, quote, supplies of three of the world's most important grains, corn, soybeans, and wheat, are shrinking. So, Pastor Dan, this is not a speculating about what might happen in the future. This is happening right now. Global supplies of food are shrinking. The supplies of corn are diminishing, soybeans, wheat. This is happening right now. Famine is growing. Hunger is growing worldwide. Crops are failing. And there's shortages of just about everything you can imagine right now. And computer chips, you think of how many things computer chips are in. It's crazy how many products have computer chips in them these days. But anything that has computer chips in them, moving forward, you're going to have a harder time getting them because there's not enough chips. And so that we're going to see more shortages moving forward. And people need to get ready for this because this is a really, really big deal.
Yeah, especially when you stack them together. Let me throw this in. You know, a lot of people, you know, they're blaming the rising prices in the store. And this is what I'm talking to you folks. You're blaming the rising prices in the store. You're saying that it's inflation. A part of it is, but a bigger part of it is the things that Michael's talking about. And something that Michael did mention that we have mentioned on this program before, there's other parts of the world that are in dramatic in need of food. Because why? Because we had all those, and it was almost 2 years, I think it was again this year, the influx of those locusts that came out and ate all of their crops up. And so the United Nations had to feed them and everything. And so you're seeing, when you start adding all these things together, you're seeing a massive worldwide event. This isn't just to the local. This is a massive worldwide event, and you need to get ready for it. Because it isn't going to go away. We're just on the outset of it affecting us in America. Back to you, and we got about 4 minutes.
Yeah, Pastor Dan, in my new book, I've got a chapter which talks about the prophecies of famine, global famine coming, and we're rapidly moving in that direction. Like I said, so many of these things are literally in the process of being fulfilled, Pastor Dan. We really are in the end times. We really are in the last days, and people need to get ready physically, mentally, spiritually, and in every other way. You need to get ready because these things are here. They're at the door. They are really happening. So, Pastor Dan, you know, I know these things are scary, but God warned us about all these things in advance so that we would know, so that we could take heart, so that we could be prepared, so that our eyes could be on Him. Because a lot of people are like, oh man, all these things, they're happening, it's scary, but God put us here for a reason, Pastor Dan. He put every single person that's listening, if God didn't think you could handle what was coming, He wouldn't have put you here, but He has put you here because He has a purpose for putting you here, and you may not even realize that purpose yet, but God can use us in these last days. But our hearts have got to be turned to Him instead of our eyes being on the world.
Yeah, amen. I wholeheartedly agree. And that's one of the devil's biggest weapons against us is distraction and giving us so much. Like right now, it's really, while everybody thinks, well, screens are a blessing. But everywhere you go, people are less social because of screens. They're putting more evil out there and talking in ways to never talk to somebody face-to-face, but they're putting it out there. There's so many distractions, but you need to get distracted by the Father. In other words, you need to get into the Word of God. You know, there's a huge amount of Christians that Michael, that claim, well, oh, yeah, they're saved, but you get to asking them, and they tell you truthfully how much of the Bible they've actually read. You would be literally shocked, as I was when I actually talked to a company about that. And Christianity is falling away. These things are all stacking up and happening. And I don't want to sound like a commercial, but folks, you need to know some signs to look for. You know, while they're in the Word, there's a lot of people that the Father has given visions and prophecies to. You need to read those. And Michael, your book, that last book that you get, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, puts those things together. Back to you. Tell them where they can find you. And you got about a minute. We have to say goodbye.
Yeah, in Isaiah chapter 46, God says, one of the ways you can know that I'm the true God is because I tell you the end from the beginning, and that's been true throughout all of human history. So one of the greatest witnessing tools we have and one of the greatest proofs and evidences that we can show to show the world that, hey, that we know the one true God who created all things, and you need to turn to him because he's your only hope, are the prophecies. And the prophecy, and that's why this book that I put out is so important, because it's an incredible witnessing tool to show, look, we really are in the end times. God warned about all these things, and they're taking place right now. So I very much encourage everyone to not only get the book, but give it to everyone that you can. It's entitled Lost Prophecies of the Future of America. You can find it on Amazon.com. If you don't like Amazon, it's also on Walmart.com. You can find it at Barnes & Noble, their website. And so get the book. Give it to others. Please, let's get the word out. Let's sound the alarm, and let's win souls, because that's so critical at this hour. And then if you want to keep up with me on a daily basis, you can do so at themostimportantnews.com.
Okay, well, that's great, Michael, and I know you'll come back and inform us again. I do really appreciate the work that you do, and I appreciate you coming on and informing my audience. So you be blessed, brother. Goodbye and shalom to you.
Well, amen. Thank you for having me on again today, Pastor Dan, and and I just encourage everyone to support you, your wonderful ministry, and your wonderful work with the homeless people. It's so important. So everyone out there, please support Pastor Dan, because the need is really, really great right now.
Thank you. Amen. All right, folks. That's Michael Snyder. Go out and check out his blogs. I mean, there's so much information out there. He puts it together and gives, you know, and most of the things he gives a little short explanation. But really, he does keep you informed. In fact, it helps me a lot, because I also have a blog, which is theprophecyhour.com, where I put the latest and breaking news on it. You go over there and look, you'll find a lot of articles from Michael Snyder over there, because he sent them to me, and so it's a good leading. It cuts my work down a lot. So go over and check him out and get it. Okay, as Michael said, we have needs at the Wichita Mission Church. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We need new donors, because the need is so great. But remember, folks, also, you need to support talk radio. If you're listening to these programs, you've never donated, pray about supporting the radio program. Go to prophecyhour.com and use PayPal. If you want to mail a check or money over, that's fine too. Call me. We can do it over the phone. But PayPal is really the easiest and most secure. I've never had a problem with them, and I've been using them since 1999. But remember, folks, there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the word of the Father. Let's not forget that if some call it Pentecost, but it's Shavuot, that's starts Saturday at dark and goes to Sunday night at dark. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord our God, Father King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and that you would give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Till next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.